Welcome, Fuel Nation, to our new series called Fuel Your Pursuit, where we take questions from you and share with all. Hey there, Fuel Nation. This is Brian Bailey here bringing you a new episode of Fuel Your Pursuit. In this video series, we take questions from you, the listener, Fuel fan, member, and we go ahead and expand upon the question and share with all. So hopefully we will, with your question, we will answer many questions out there that they haven't had a chance to ask. So thank you there. So with Fuel Pursuit this week, we're going to talk about what does it take to be the best in college golf. This was actually from a junior. It was on the female side, but I went ahead and kind of created a quick slide on men and women. Again, let's see how big of a net we can throw an answer off of this question. So what does it take to be one of the best college golfers in the country? So as of 2018-2019 season, what it took for Morikawa was to average 68.68 and Stephenson to average 69.79. All this information is coming from Golfstat, who is kind of the who's who of college scoring system. So what I did is I took the adjusted scoring average from Golfstat, and I actually expanded this out. So you can see in 1996 to 97, so I took a kind of a 10-year run of it. The female average was 73.25 to be the best player on the women's side. And you can see we have an improvement from Stephenson in, I think, 2018-2019, I believe Alabama, of about three and a half shots improvement over this decade. So that you can see right there that the inflection of that line is very steep compared to the men's side, right? So there's much more improvement on the women's side than there is the men's side. So gone are the days where people said, oh, my daughter can shoot 85 and play college golf. Possibly. But to be able to compete and really be on a good team and have that college experience of competing week in, week out, that's no longer the case. These ladies are playing great golf. And again, you can see this in their improvement of them averaging, again, Stephenson at 69.7 in 2018. Now we can take Tiger Woods in 1996-97. He averaged 70.61. And you can see Morikawa improved by almost two shots. So the men improved by about two shots over this period, and the women averaged three shots, a little over three and a half shots better. So again, that shows you in the last decade the improvement of what it takes. So here's the catch I always say inside of college golf. Potential, especially inside of recruiting. I coached for nearly 20 years. Potential. My son has the potential to do XYZ. My daughter has the potential of this. Understand that these are the scoring trends. Let's say you are 14 or 15 years old and you're starting the recruiting process and you're averaging 75, 76. Over the next few years, we would expect growth. That's awesome. But don't forget, the college player is actually getting better as well. So all these numbers are going to continue to incrementally keep dropping over time. So to be one of the best players in the country, you know, if you're 13, 12 years old, my goal is I need to go to college and break, you know, 70. What does that entail? Well, we know in game fours that that number entails I've got to hit, you know, 13, 14 greens. I've got to hit, you know, roughly eight in positions. I've got to be able to find four plus birdies per round. So we can kind of create what that goal set is in the long term. But understanding that my average needs to be this. And that's another piece I think a lot of people get confused on is average, right? My average score is, we have a handicap system that weighs differently. We have a tournament or we have a small section of time where, man, I've never played so great in my life. But that's not who you are. So to me, scoring average is a great truth detector because it takes something over a large period of time and takes the average of it, right? So that gives me as a coach and you as a player a better sense of who you are. So when I have those ups and down trends, I've played the worst golf of my life, the best golf of my life. What does that average look like and what does that look like over time? Something that we track inside of GameForge, which for you as a player, if you're not using GameForge, you should be tracking your scoring trends, scoring average trends over time to see are things moving in the right direction? Am I getting to where I need to be? And also, if you think about it, if you take that number 68.68 and you translate that over to the PGA Tour, you would be best in the world if you could average that. 2.5 under par. So again, you're looking at about 69 and a half. If you did that on the Pro Tour, you would be a top 10 player in the world. Now, college setups are a little bit different and things along that line, so scoring can be a little different collegiately compared to the tour. But again, that concept is if you can average that, you'd be a top 10 player professionally, right? So what does this mean for me as a golfer if I'm trying to play college golf? Well, to play college golf is a different can of worms. You know, if you can shoot low, what we would call an elite player, kind of 70 to 74, you could play Division I golf. Division II golf, you could shoot, you know, roughly between 70 again, up to about 77. And then to play Division III golf, you're really looking at, you know, mid to low 70s is the best players. High-end player, you know, the kind of the fifth score player would be right around 79. So again, really shooting in the 70s, there's always exceptions. There's stratification in college golf. There's the elites, there's the others, but we're talking elite, top 10 program. What does it take to play there? And really, what does it take of all the top 10 programs? What does it take to be elite? Here's your numbers, right? So again, I hope this provides a little bit of concept of what it takes and gives you a little bit of goal setting. Go into GameForge, pull out the top 10 player, benchmark yourself to that. Go next level that direction as well. So put in, you know, 69, so minus 2 or 3, and compare yourself to those averages and see what it would take for you to become the best player in the country. So I hope this was helpful. Again, this was just what does it take to be one of the best college players in the country. So enjoy your pursuit of this. And if, like I said, start hitting us with questions. As the questions come in, we will refer you out to different coaches inside of the GameForge platform. And we'd love to answer and help you in your pursuit to better performance.